Deep discussions with AI. For success today, you don't need to know all the answers, just have good questions. Chatting to AI is different from normal speech, and I hope you enjoy listening to the show whilst getting ideas on how to hone your questions to get the most out of AI. My name is Paul. The live conversations you hear are uncut, although sometimes the AI needs time to think. In those cases, I've cut out the dead space.
Hi, ChatGPT.
Hey again. Good to hear from you. Let me know if there's anything I can help with or if you just want to chat.
I'm wanting to host this podcast somewhere. My concern is, when I've done things like this in the past, it's a compromise between control and ease of use. Something like WordPress, if I hosted it myself, would give me a lot of control, and it also could be a bit of a pain to use, and also maybe not very scalable if I got a lot of traffic. So I am keen to be able to leave whatever system I'm using easily and move on to another one in case the prices go up, or in case the service is no longer what I need, and I'm afraid of getting locked into a system. So with those things in mind, what could you recommend in terms of hosting the podcast files or a complete podcasting system? So I'm going to need to be able to host the files. I'm also going to need to be able to submit to all of the different registries. I'm not sure how complicated that is. When I did it last time, all I had to do was submit it to the iTunes library, and then that got submitted to everything else. So I don't know if that's an easy thing or more complicated now. So I would just like you to give me an overview of what there is out there with those things in mind that I've just explained.
Got it. So given your criteria, here are a few options. One, Podbean. It's user-friendly and handles hosting and distribution. They also offer easy migration options if you decide to move. Two, Ligsyn, one of the oldest and most reliable podcast hosts, and they let you keep full control over your content. They do have a bit more of a learning curve, but they're very scalable. Transistor, great balance between ease of use and control. They also allow easy migration and have a straightforward distribution process. Buzzsprout, very user-friendly and takes care of distribution to all major directories, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, etc. They also have easy export options. All of these options let you leave the platform relatively easily if you ever need to switch. If you want more detailed comparisons, just let me know.
Yeah, let's just focus on that first one. So what are the costs if I was to use them, and what is the process to move if I wanted to move away from them?
Podbean's pricing is quite straightforward. Their unlimited audio plan is $9 per month if you pay annually, or $14 if you pay monthly. This plan gives you unlimited storage and unmetered bandwidth, which is great for scalability. If you ever want to move away from Podbean, the process is pretty smooth. You just need to export your episodes and set up a 301 view direct from your Podbean feed to your new host. This ensures that your listeners are seamlessly directed to the new feed without any interruptions. Let me know if you need more details on any of that.
Okay, so out of the services that you mentioned, could you just give me a list of the monthly prices of them and tell me which is the cheapest one?
Here's a quick rundown of the monthly prices for the services I mentioned. One, Libsyn starts at $5 per month for their basic plan. Two, Podbean starts at $9 per month if billed annually, or $14 monthly. Transistor starts at $19 per month for unlimited podcasts. Buzzsprout ranges from $12 to $24 per month, depending on your upload needs. So the cheapest option among these is Libsyn at $5 per month. If you want more details or have any other questions, just let me know.
Okay, so for the $5 a month, because I've used Libsyn before, and for the $5 a month, what are the limitations that you get with that that you don't get with some of the more expensive plans?
With Libsyn's $5 per month plan, you get up to 162 megabytes of uploads per month, which is roughly 3 hours of audio. It also includes basic statistics and some social media promotion tools. However, it does have a few limitations compared to the more expensive plans. One, upload limit, you get less storage each month. So if you plan to release longer episodes or more frequent content, you may need a higher tier. Two, advanced statistics. The basic plan doesn't include the more detailed analytics that come with the higher tier plans. So you will get as in-depth insights into your audience. Additional features, more advanced features like custom branding, monetization options, and enhanced social media tools are available only in the higher plans. If you find that you need more storage or advanced features, you can always upgrade. But for a small podcast, the $5 plan is a great starting point.
So with the $5 plan, if I, after a year, decided I wanted to leave Libsyn, what would be the migration process so that I could keep it seamless for my customers? And also, what is the migration process?
If you decide to migrate away from Libsyn, a process is pretty straightforward and designed to be seamless for your listeners. Here's what you do. Sign up with a new hosting provider. Choose the new host that best fits your needs and set up your account. Do import your episodes. You can usually import all your past episodes and show notes into the new platform. Three.
So set up. How do you go about importing all your show notes and episodes into the new platform? Do you just with another system? Do you just give it the RSS feed and then it loads everything in, or how does that work?
Yeah, exactly. The most common way is to use your RSS feed. When you set up your new podcast host, you'll usually have an option to import your existing episodes by just providing that RSS feed link. This process will pull in all your episodes, along with their metadata like titles, descriptions, show notes, and even cover art. It's pretty seamless and saves you a ton of time. Once the import is done, you can review everything to make sure it looks right. And
will that process also import all of the files as well?
Yes, it will. The import process typically brings over all your audio files along with the metadata. So your episodes will appear in the new host just as they were on Libsyn, and all the files will be transferred over. This means that your listeners won't notice any difference and you'll be able to keep everything running smoothly.
So what's the estimated amount of time it would take to migrate from one to the other?
The time it takes to migrate can vary a bit depending on the number of episodes and the size of the files, but generally it's quite quick. If you have a smaller library, it can be done in just a few hours. For larger libraries, it might take a day or two for all the files to fully transfer. The actual import process is usually pretty fast once everything's set up. The main thing is making sure you have that 301 redirect in place, which only takes a few minutes. Overall, it's a pretty streamlined process.
Okay. Are there any things I need to be, say if I was to not use Libsyn, I was to use some other provider, are there any things that I need to be careful of with regards to migration or the plans in general? Is there anything that I might be missing that could cause me problems later on that I haven't thought about?
That's a great question. Here are a few things to keep in mind. One, check the redirect options. Make sure the new host can support a 301 redirect for your RSS feed. This is crucial to ensure that your listeners and any platforms that have your podcast feed stay updated. Two, data backup. Always back up your data before you migrate. This includes all your audio files, show notes, and any other important information. Three, test the new feed. Once you've set up the new host, test the new feed with different podcast apps to ensure everything is working as expected. Four, check for feature differences. Different hosts have different features, so make sure that the new host offers everything you need, like specific analytics or monetization options. Five, email your audience. It's always a good idea to let your audience know, but the change in events, just in case they notice any hiccups. Other than that, the migration process is usually quite smooth.
So it's my understanding that the migration process is going to go like, I will sign up to a new vendor. I will provide them with an RSS feed. They will then run some scripts, which will then populate my new account with all of the data and all of the posts and all of the files will end up on their server. The RSS feed will then I have to set up a redirect to the new RSS feed. And then with that redirect in place, that will allow all of the subscribed services to still get to my podcast. I'm just a bit confused because if the RSS feed belongs to my old provider, won't they have to redirect it to the new provider because all of the directories will have the RSS feed from the old provider? How do I ensure that that I don't have to change the RSS feed with iTunes and everybody else if I was to move?
That's a great point, and it can be a bit confusing. Essentially, the RSS feed is tied to the hosting provider. So the old provider, Lidison in this case, is the one that controls the feed. When you move to a new host, the way to keep everything seamless is by setting up that 301 redirect with the old provider. This means that the old provider will redirect any requests from the old feed to the new one. So all the directories and subscribers will automatically be pointed to the new host. In other words, you don't have to update the feed with every directory individually. Once that redirect.
So is that a service that Libsyn offers and they don't charge for?
Yes, exactly. Libsyn does offer that 301 redirect
service. So if I was to leave Libsyn and use the 301 redirect, so I didn't have to change the directory. 10 years later, I'm still doing the same podcast and it's still on a redirect. I don't have to pay Libsyn for that redirect, which I've been using for 10 years.
That's a great question. Typically, the 301 redirect is offered as part of the service when you cancel your hosting, but it usually does have a time limit. Most hosts will write a redirect for a limited period, like a few months or up to a year after you leave. If you need it longer than that, I'm sorry, but you've hit the daily limit for advanced voice.
Okay. Well, that looks like that's the end of it. I think I've got a good idea of what I'm going to do. I'll probably sign up with Libsyn now. So anyway, that was quite helpful, I thought. Maybe you're not setting up a podcast, but I thought just the process might be interesting for people. Anyway, with that, I will see you and see you in the next podcast. Goodbye. We'll be right back.